Blog Talk Radio.
Opportunity to start fresh. New mercies every day. Praise the Lamb of God. He gives and extends to us. If only, praise God, we could follow that lead and make it a brand new day. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, good night, wherever you hear my voice. This is Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we are live in the studio today. Our Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power, stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Jeremiah 32:17. My God, and I believe that today, that there's nothing too hard for my God. Hallelujah. That's what keeps me moving to keep me going forward, knowing that it's all about God and not about me. It's nothing too hard for God. It's a lot of things too hard for me, but for my God, my Father in heaven, oh, my goodness gracious, I haven't found nothing yet that he cannot do. He's awesome in all his ways. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you for all those that's chiming in, that's coming on the app. Praise the Lamb of God with us, our intercessors and our prophetic teams and things of this nature. We just thank God for such dedicated people. Praise the Lord. Oh, boy, oh, boy. You know, it's getting close. It is getting close to our, oh, my God, we're just like a month away, right? And we'll be at the sanctuary together. Praise the Lamb of God, many of us. I am getting excited about it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, here's Athelia. She's chiming in today. How you doing, Athelia?
I'm well. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me back. Boy, I had a busy week last week. Don't jump off. Busy tomorrow. Oh, and Thursday, too. Praise God. Two homegoing celebrations, doing eulogies and things of that nature at Praise the Lamb for our dear members that have Gina Finch, who lost her mother. Praise God. We're going to be there with her on tomorrow. And then Thursday, Evangelist Johnson and her children, one of our large families, really the largest family in our church, praise the Lamb of God, has lost their grandmother, and we're going to do our best to be there with them on Thursday. Praise God, and making remarks and stuff at that homegoing celebration. So we got a little bit busy week, and then we're off to Chicago to Chetan's. There's a Chetan in my church on the wedding. Praise the Lord, and that service, you know, and all of that, and then got to get back, and then supposed to be turning around and on our way to Atlanta, if it's the Lord's will, for the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship. Praise the Lamb of God. So we're looking to see the Lord give us strength and, you know, that second wind we're going to need to accomplish all that, but I know a God that's able. Praise the Lamb of God that he's able today. It's testimony to the people of God, and I believe I'll testify while I have a chance, because, as the old people used to say, I may not have this chance anymore. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord has been good. He has been faithful. He has been kind. I'm still tripping off this prophecy I received, and I have yet to talk to the prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. He did leave his phone number for me to call through my dear member. Praise the Lamb of God. But it just blew my mind, the things that he prophesied, because God had already spoke these things to me some years ago. Praise the Lamb of God. And I feel it's a shame, but sometimes, you know, we think as Abraham and his wife thought that, you know, maybe God's going to do this another way. You know, maybe it's going to fall to my children. Maybe one of my sons will carry on the vision, Lamb of God, like Solomon and that and this, you know. But boy, oh boy, when you really turn around and you flip around and see, praise the Lamb of God, you come to understand that our God is just an amazing God. Praise the Lamb of God. And he can do anything. If he can quicken, praise the Lamb of God, if he can quicken the womb of Sarah, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and Abraham to produce the seed at 100 years old, there's nothing too hard from God.
Amen.
And he can so manifest, praise. I almost put on my post yesterday, If you're not 100, then God still has time to take care of your situation, to birth your situation, Lamb of God. If you're not 100, but the fact is, if you he can do it, God can do anything. Praise the Lamb of God, and that's the level that I'm trusting this season, that God can do anything but fail. Praise the Lamb of God, and I just love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. Did I receive a message from you? I thought a message came from you, and then it just disappeared.
No.
Okay, praise the Lord. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't miss out on anything you were trying to communicate to me, because it looked like it was across my pad, and then when I went on to the when I came on to Facebook, it disappeared. So I just wanted to see what was on there. Praise the Lord. Okay, but we are in here, and praise God, people of God. Let me tell you something. The Lord has given all of us across this week something to testify about his goodness, his kind of praise, the Lamb of God towards us. I mean, his favor. You know, I think we get, spoiled to the favor of God. Praise God. Oh, little things, just like I went up to the car wash and what have you, blah, 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 and I had been trying to get my car detailed, and the man told me that they don't do the roofs and this, that, and another on the inside of the car, and it had some, you know, like mechanic grease smudges at the top of the, and right over my head in front where I drive. And I talked to the guy, and I was telling him, blah, 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 I really wanted to get it waxed, hand wax job, this, that, and another. But that guy told me, he said, leave this car right here. When I came back, he had done the inside roof of the car. Wow. He had waxed it. He detailed it. He shampooed the carpet. He texturized the leather seats and all of that and put the shine on the wheels and all of that kind of stuff. And I tell you the truth, people of God, I said, well, man, well, how much I owe you for all this? He said, you tip me what you want, this after-work stuff, just whatever you give me, $10, $20, I'm happy. I'm telling you the truth. And people don't have to pay $100 to get that done. Mm-hmm. God will favor you, praise the Lamb of God, in a way, people of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's nothing greater than the favor.
Amen.
There's nothing greater than the favor. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for favor today. I really do. I thank God that he favors me so often, praise the Lamb of God, and he does things for me. And I mean, that may not sound like anything to anybody else, but it's a lot to me that God will take somebody who don't even know you to do what you need done without you asking. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Because it's the desire of your heart to have it done. Because, you know, I don't like dirt, and that filth was bothering me. And I said, boy, this got to be done. This got to be, I don't know how, what to put up here. I don't want to stain it and all that. Man, that dude he scrubbed that stuff out. Now that car looks brand new on the inside. I'm telling you the truth. The Lamb of God. Then somebody bought me some mats to go in it, some nice, you know, vinyl mats and stuff. Boy, I'm telling you, God will just favor you, favor you, favor you, favor you, favor you. Praise the Lamb of God. And I just praise God for that. I really do. I really do. Just those little things. You go in a restaurant and they bring you the some extras. Well, you know what? Sometimes I want you to try and just bring you some all kinds of extra food to your. Who are you? Praise the Lamb of God that God touched people like that. Just little things. You go in the grocery store and the coupons are already there for you. Knock $50 off your bill and all. I mean, God does that for us, people of God. And if you don't notice God in the little things, don't expect the big things to be done. Praise the Lamb of God. But I know God is favoring us in this season. And I know this is the season of the saints. Praise the Lamb of God. Look at our intercessors are coming on here. Chicago. We're all over the place. 661-864-3237-0858. We in the shop today. Praise the Lamb of God. And I thank God for each of you. And we're going to move on into prayer now. Praise God, because there is so much to be prayed over. Praise the Lord. But I want today, Athelia, you know, I've been doing this thing. I want to share it with the people because it's definitely, a prophetic thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody's going to say it's not, but it is. It's definitely a prophetic thing. And that is, praise the Lamb of God, the power of praise and thanksgiving. I have been doing something, Athelia. I've been praying over stuff. After I pray over it, and I feel in my heart and soul, in my faith dimension, that God has heard me, that the Father has heard me. I flip that thing over, and every time I think about it, I just start thanking him for it.
Amen.
I'm seeing the manifestations.
Amen.
I think that a portion of prophetic release to us of the prayers and stuff that we pray,
mm-hmm.
once God sees that we are serious,
right?
Once God sees that we believe he's going to do it.
Amen.
I think we put God in a place of performance then. I really do.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lamb.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I really
Amen.
Do. And I think one of the catch-20s with that is that there's so many of us who just complain, and we just begging. We ask. I've been praying over it. I've been asking God for this for this long. Well, if you're still asking for something for this long, why haven't you moved to believe that he's given it to you? When that's
right.
what he said in his word is the way it should be. Hello, light bulbs.
Right.
He says, when you pray, believe that you've received. Praise the Lamb
Amen.
Of God. Hallelujah. That's the word of the Lord. Chetwan, is that you?
It's me.
Hello?
Yeah.
No, you got to come in the mic. I can't hear you.
It's me.
Ooh. Ooh, my God. Hallelujah. My God. I mean, I'm receiving so much prophetic stuff. My God. I'm scared to even release some of them. My God. Oh, my God. My goodness gracious, there's so much going on. Praise God. I was just reading a little something there. Got a little distracted. Praise God. Chetwan, how is
yes.
the bells ringing?
The bells is ringing and we on the run.
The bells is ringing and we on the run. Well, we bless you, daughter, for that. Praise the Lamb of God. We want this to be a wonderful occasion for you. Now,
Amen.
Let's get praying here. Hallelujah. We finna pray. Praise God. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Here we go. Let me see what kind of music I want to... I don't know. All this music Angel and uploaded, half these people I don't even know. She needs to talk to me and tell me what she's uploading. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see. I'm going to this one because I love it. Hallelujah for my dear sister Athelia here. Hallelujah. Going to lead us in prayer today. People of God, let me tell you something. The prophet believes in prayer. I believe in the technology of prayer. I believe in the mechanics of prayer. I believe in the process of prayer. And I believe that it is a power that God has given to us to communicate with him, to move his finger, to move his hand, and to ignite his spirit of power that is within us. Let's go to the throne of grace today along with Athelia as she pray for our sick and shut in, that God is recreating. Hallelujah. Those that are locked up, shut down, prisons, institution, detention centers, Yeah. Convalescent homes. Shut up at home. Confined to beds. The orphans and the widows, we're praying for you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praying for our churches, for our pastors, our shepherds, our leaders. Praying for those, hallelujah, missionaries. Even those over in North Korea that they're holding prisoner, God is able to let them go. Yes, he is. He's able to touch that man's heart and let those people go for carrying Bibles, for having Bibles in their hotels. Oh, my God. Look today, Jesus. Look today. Come on, daughter. Take us to the
Hallelujah,
King.
Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We repent our sins on this beautiful day, Father God, that you have bestowed upon our lives. We thank you, Father God, O merciful King Jesus. We lift you on high and glorify your name, the great I am. Hallelujah. From where our help comes from, Father God, we know you are able in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for your presence on this day. We thank you for your power and your authority, Father God. We thank you for shifting the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord, thy God. Father God, we lift up our brothers and sisters before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift up those who are locked up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. If it's physical or mental, Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to pour your spirit in them right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Them be free and free indeed in the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus, Father God. Sanctify their minds, Father God, O merciful King, Father God. Touch their eyes and ears, Father God, that they can hear and see you in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your strength, Father God, that you have poured upon them, Father God. Thank you for your understanding, Father God, and your revelation and knowledge, Jesus, Lord and Savior. Father God, we lift up Gina Finch right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up our sister,
yes,
Father God. We ask you to strengthen her right now in Jesus' name. We ask you to pour your spirit over her, Father. Cover her. Cloak her in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, let her know she is not alone, Father God. You provide peace, Father God, in her spirit, peace in her mind, peace in her home, Father God. Oh, merciful King, we thank you for receiving her mother, Father God, and we bless her spirit in your hands in the name of Jesus, Father God. We give you glory, we give you honor, Father God. We lift up Evangelist Johnson, Father God. Hallelujah. Her grandmother has gone home in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up the family right now, and we ask you to pour your spirit upon them, Father God. Provide shalom for them, Father God, and strength and understanding in you, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus. We lift up our sister Shatwan, Father God, and her husband-to-be, Father God. Hallelujah. We ask you to sanctify their moment, Father God. Let it be bountifully blessed, Father God. Let the Spirit of the Lord thy God pour upon them, Father God. Let every crooked way be straightened, Father God. Let everything that's a blessing to be overflowed, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, let the spirit of harmony come between them and stay between them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, whatever God put together, no man can take apart. Oh, glorious Lord thy God. Let it be thousands and thousands and thousands of blessings upon their lives. In the magnifying name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Father God, we lift up those who are sick and ill, Father God. We ask you to bless them and heal them in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask for the power of the healing to be in the hands of the doctors and all those who are praying over them, Father God. All those who are touching them, Father God. All those who are caring for them, Father God. Bless them in the hospital in the name of Jesus. Bless them in the nursing home, Father God. Convalescent home, Father God. Bless those who are shut in their homes, Father God, oh merciful King. Healing in the name of Jesus upon their heads now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, turn back the diagnosis right now in the name of Jesus. Bring life back into their bones, Father God, and sinews back into their bones, Father God, oh Jesus, Lord and Savior. Father God, you are all seeing and all knowing, God. There's nothing under the sun that you have not known, Father God, oh merciful Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for blessing us with the opportunity to walk through our prophecy on this day. We thank you, Father God, for every person that you have signed on this phone line, Father God. We thank you for the salvation that will go forth, Father God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, how great and how mighty you are, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for going into every nation and every country in this world, Father God. Touch all the governments, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Harden not their hearts, Father God. Turn them from their wicked ways, O Jesus, Lord and Savior, Father God. Those called by your name shall not be harmed in the name of Jesus, Father God. Flood the spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, into Korea, Father God, into the government, Father God, into the armies, Father God, O merciful King. Pour your spirit onto the captives, Father God, and let them know that do not become weary in well-doing. Let them know that you are still there with them. Let them know they're not forgotten in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let them continue rejoice in the Lord thy God in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them in their mind and their spirit and their will, Father God. Let them not get weary and worried, Father God. Let them not become fearful and doubtful, Father God, and take away any unbelief in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to touch all nations, Father God. Touch the continent of Africa, Father God, throughout the entire land, Father God. Touch the Russia, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch France, Father God, and Australia, Father God. Touch South America and North America, Father God. Touch Central America, Father God, and all the islands in between in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up your name on this day, Father God, and seek your face, Father God, and we ask in you, Jesus, shine your face upon ours, God, in the magnifying name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you so much. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I got a quickening here. Hallelujah. Shatwan gone already. My God, I tell you about my children just running, but she's got to take care of that. Hallelujah with her wedding, I guess. Can't be mad at her. That's my baby. Oh, wait a minute. Look like she's back already. Hey, where is you running off to, Shatwan? Now, her mic won't even get hot. Lord have mercy. It's the devil. It has to be. What is going on with this girl? It won't even let it come in. My goodness. I don't know what's going on. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Well, she might have to call back in. Something's not working there right. Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me see. I need another intercessor to push one. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm really moved that while she was praying for our youth, our children, our young people. Praise the Lamb of God. I wanted an intercessor, praise God, to do that for us. Are you here? Where are my intercessors? Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I see numbers. Don't make me call your name. Bertha, don't make me call your name. Praise the Lamb of God, Bertha Pruitt. Who else is down here? Sylvia, where is my children? Was my board messed up? Let me see something here. You can still hear me, can't you, Adelia?
Yes, I can.
Okay, something is wrong with this board. Something is wrong. The board is not working right. It's jacked up. That's exactly what it is. I can't even do that. Okay. I'm going to have to, let's see if that's going to resolve itself or what we're going to have to do about it. But we can move on. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And guess what? Devil, you can't stop me from praying. Father in heaven. Hallelujah. We thank you and we bless you today. For your people today, Father, thank you for all that you are. You're awesome, God, and you're our God and you're our King today. And we thank you, Father, for all that you do and all that you're doing. Oh, my God, there is no God like you. Hallelujah. Who can do what you do? Nobody can, Father. You're an awesome God, and we thank you today that we're able to approach your throne. You are a wonder in our souls, Father. You're a wonder in our lives. Hallelujah, but you're wonderful, and I thank you for being wonderful in my life, Father. Thank you for provision, for protection, for peace. Hallelujah, for prosperity. Thank you, Father, for joy in the Holy Ghost. Thank you for every gift you're given, Father, and thank you for allowing our communication. Hallelujah, to stay strong. I thank you, Lord, that you whisper, that you speak. Ah, Father, I don't take you for granted. Thank you for rising up from my bed this morning. Oh, for strength in our limbs. Thank you, Father. Father, but I don't come on my behalf today. I come on behalf of the young people. I come on behalf of this millennium generation. I come on behalf of these, your young people, oh God, who need you more. Hallelujah. Than they can even imagine. We come, Father, asking first your blood covering on our children. Hallelujah, as they are as they are in summer camps and in places, oh God, where we can watch them. We know your eyes is in every place, and you behold the good and the bad. We know that you are God, hallelujah, that sees, knows, and cares. Look on our children, Father. Look on our young men, our young women, oh God. Oh, Father, snatch the drugs from their hands. Slam the jail doors before their face, oh God. Cancel those court appointments, oh God. Cancel, oh God, judgments on their life and contracts. Oh God, and paroles and things of this nature that's going to be on their record, oh God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, that's going to destroy their futures, Father. I know, God, that you have a plan for them, Father. Look today,
yes,
Father. I know what you can do. Expunge that off the young man's record.
Yes,
get
Jesus.
That off the young girl's record, oh God,
yes,
that they
Jesus.
Can live. Hallelujah, Father, your God today, that they can live a prosperous life and not a life of being branded for one incident, for one
yes,
moment
Jesus.
In time, Father.
Yes,
look
Jesus.
And have mercy, oh God. Father, today, hallelujah,
yes,
look on our children. Look on our
hallelujah.
Young people, oh God. Save to the utmost. Hallelujah, God. Save this generation, Father, for they know not your works, Father. Neither have they seen your power, oh God, but I know your works. I know your power. I know what you can do. Father, look at our mercy today. Oh God, they need you. They need you. We need you, Father. Parents need you, Father. Grandparents need you. Oh God, today, help us. Give us your wisdom. Give us your understanding. Give us your insight to be the parents we need to be, Father. In the name of Jesus, you're able today, and we give you praise, and we give you honor, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, God. Ain't no devil going to stop us from doing what we're doing
Amen.
For the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know how this got this way, but one thing I do know, my God, that my God is able to work it out, to fix it, and to straighten it out.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Woo, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I love him. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness gracious. I tell you, I just love Jesus today and what he's doing. And the people that he's bringing into my life, praise the Lamb of God, people that I'm meeting, and some of them I'm meeting through some of you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, everybody, Facebook this and Facebook ain't that. It's what you're doing on Facebook.
Exactly.
Praise how you're utilizing Facebook, praise the Lamb of God. It is a wonderful place in my eyes, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I've met so many beautiful people. On Facebook, praise the Lamb. Of course, you got all trash and anything and everywhere you go. But I'm telling you this, people of God, if you maintain your integrity, hello, light bulbs, if
Amen.
You maintain your integrity, yes,
yeah.
I'll say it again, if you maintain your integrity, you don't have to worry about the riffraff and all of that and the people who don't have respect and just say anything, do anything, my God. I'm telling you, all you have to do is just maintain your integrity and walk as the believer that you know that you are. Praise God, and God will do the rest for you. Hallelujah. I'll say it again, and God will do the rest for you. I haven't had any problems. Praise the Lamb. You want me to tell you why? Because I don't entertain foolishness. Hello, light bulbs. I don't entertain foolishness. And when people start coming and acting as though, you know, this, that, and another, and they got all of these little hidden agendas, I don't entertain their foolishness. And that's all you have to do is entertain foolishness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
All you got to do is don't entertain foolishness. And you
Amen.
Will be fine. Praise the Lamb of
yeah.
God. Hallelujah. And if you don't know them, you don't know them. You don't have to befriend them. That's another policy that I have. Oops. And let out too much. You don't know them, you don't have to be their friend. Just because they want to be your friend don't mean you have to be theirs. Hello, light bulb.
Yeah, that's how you keep your thing together. Praise the Lamb. I'm going in another way, see. I'm going through the back door on the enemy right here on another computer, see. They thought I didn't have but one. Mm-hmm. He won't let me in on that one. Uh-oh, now you dirty. Ooh, boy,
he
I can't
find us right.
One.
Name on Jesus.
He is. And now, you've got to know his abilities. Wait a minute. Come on in here. Come on in here, I say. Look here. I got it. Let me see. Can I bring Sylvia on here now? Let me see. Sylvia?
Yes, Pastor.
See, there, I got him now, boy. I went through the back door on him. And there's Bertha.
Yes, Prophet.
I went through the back door on the enemy, see? He thought he was doing
something.
Now
you have to do it. Now you have to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The devil just playing all kinds of games, I'm telling you. Now he want me to relog. I got to relog in on Facebook and all this kind of stuff because he want to play games. It's all right. Play your games. I know. And whom I believe, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. The Lord is awesome. The Lord is awesome, and I love him today. People of God, let me tell you something. When the enemy rush in on you, praise the Lamb of God, like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against them. All you got to do is maintain your cool, maintain your posture, and let the Lord do the rest for you. He's a God that's able. You do know that, don't you? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right. Althea?
Yeah.
Give me that testimony right now. I want to hear it. Praise the Lamb of God.
I give glory to God, and he's continued stretching me. He's showing me things in the spiritual realm. He's preparing me for something that's coming, and I just have to stand strong, and he's showing me not to be scared of the eyes or the faces of the people, and to be bold in him and stand and believe what he says he's going to do, he's going to do, and that's what I'm doing. So the majority of my struggle is in the spiritual realm, which I have been growing, and I have been going from leaps and bounds, and I'm enjoying the journey.
And you are enjoying the journey. Wow. All right. That sounds good. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see now. Who next? Sylvia?
Yes, Prophet.
I know you got something to talk about Jesus now, Evangeline.
God is just so good. My daughter and I went to Atlanta this weekend to a women's conference. And on our way there, we had car trouble. We was trying to get there Friday night so we could go Friday night and Saturday. Well, lo and behold, we had to pull over, you know, put some fluids in the car and sit for a little while. And so when we finally got to the hotel, I checked Bertha out and I said, Ma, I need you to pray because my car is acting crazy. I have been driving my car, no problems. And so she said, she prayed for me and we made it to the conference Saturday and I understood why the enemy did not want me there. Because we were truly blessed. And on the way home, the ladies that we followed over to the conference prayed before we left that we would make it home safely with no trouble. And by the time I got to Commerce, Georgia, it was like I didn't have any problems with my car. So I just praise God. I praise God for taking us and bringing us back safe.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. And this was all over the weekend. Wow, that's amazing. Praise God. Well, we thank God you got back safe. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Bertha Pruitt.
Yes, the prophet.
I believe you better testify while you have a chance. That's what
I give honor to God who is my life, to my pastor, Apostle Prophet Michael Shakespeare, I just thank God for the prayer call on last night. The glory and the presence of God fell on that prayer call. God spoke a word through me over the intercessors, and not 5 seconds later, Prophet Sanders got on the call and confirmed every word of it. I just thank God for the Monday night prayer call of the intercessors, because it is just getting more powerful and more powerful each Monday night. And I thank God that I didn't think I would be able to make it to the sanctuary, but God made a way that I can pay my way to the sanctuary.
Amen.
And I know I'm going to get everything that I need at the sanctuary. And I just give him glory, honor, and praise for it, because if it had not been for him, it would not be made possible.
Amen.
Well, glory to the Lamb of God. I guess that those are some good testimonies there. Praise the Lamb of God. Anybody else that has testimony, I call Testimony Transformation Tuesday, praise the Lamb of God. Something ought to change in us as we see the goodness of God on our lives. Hello, Lightbug. Something ought to click in us to trust him a little more, to build up our most holy faith in this season, praise the Lamb of God. And I believe somebody else on this line, praise God, all these numbers listed here, I believe that somebody has a testimony, and you need to let it out, praise the Lamb of God. You need to share the goodness of the Lord to encourage others on just how good God is, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I have been prophesying to my daughter, spiritual daughter there, praise the Lamb of God, in the New York area, Arlene, hallelujah, Crawford, and she had been on the show several times and on our page and what have you, but about relocating, she inboxed me and said, Prophet, my daughters and I are moving and we are so excited we don't know what to do. Your words have come to pass. It just does something for me to see the word of God come to pass. And I've been trying to, in my meditations, to bring about a revelation on the process, praise the Lamb of God, of the promise, the process of the promise, and the trajectory that God chooses and why he chooses it, so that we who have been made great promises, praise the Lamb of God, might understand, hallelujah, and therefore be strengthened by it and given the faith and the patience to wait on God, hallelujah,
amen.
To wait on God.
Right.
I mean, there are several ways of waiting. You can wait worrying. Hello, light bulbs. Wait and worry, and then you can wait with joy, knowing that God's going to do it anyway. Praise the Lamb of God. Pray with joy and excitement in your life. And so we have to choose the way we want, praise the Lamb of God, God to work with us, and how we're going to work with God. And that's the reason why I've been posting all of these things. I just want the people of God to have a level of comfort in the process. I mean, 20-something years ago, how long, Michael? Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to really tell you how long it's been, people of God. It's been about 35 or better years that I asked the Lord to do something for me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He promised me so much early on in my ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you all this because I want you to know. He promised so much early on in my ministry about how he was going to bless me until it scared me.
Wow.
Y'all not listening to me. It scared me, Bertha.
It
scared me because I knew at my age it would overwhelm me.
Mm-hmm.
So I prayed and I told the Lord, I said, I want what you have for me, but I don't want it all while I'm young.
That's right.
I said, let my last days be my best days.
Yes, Lord.
And I said that because I believe at that time that I would have the wisdom to deal with the blessings.
Yes, Jesus. Yes.
I didn't have when I was 19, 20 years old.
So true.
Hello, light bulbs.
Amen. So true.
Guess what? I'm right at the doorway, walking into the room of the manifestation. Because the Lord spoke, told me, I waited that I might bless you bountifully. Hallelujah. My God in heaven. So I'm telling you, people of God, hallelujah, waiting sometimes is the best thing for you.
Yes, it is. Amen.
You can receive blessings and they take you out. Your blessings can take you out. Praise the name of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, your blessings can mess you up with God, too.
Mm-hmm.
Your
yes,
blessings really mess you up with God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
because some people, some us, we can't handle blessings. We can't handle it. We receive blessings from God, and the blessings are become our enemy. Prosperity becomes that draws us away from God because we start depending on bank accounts and how much money that's there and all of this and all of that, and we stop leaning on God. Hello, light bulbs. Arrogance set in. Pride sets in.
That's true.
We think we got it going on. And sometimes God has to pull the rug from under your feet to let you know you're standing on me. You're standing on me. You're not standing on your own. Because we love to let people think that we have it going on and this is all about us. And in actuality, we're doing nothing. God is doing it all. Hello, light bulbs. God is doing it all, and we need to maintain that posture. Praise the Lamb of God. So that's one of the delay moments. The next thing is, praise the Lamb of God, that God places us in a faith development mode. And I know you've heard me talk about the author and the finisher of our faith before, praise the Lamb of God. But as he's manufacturing your faith, praise the Lamb of God, as he's building your faith up in you, praise the Lamb of God. Faith and patience work together.
Yes,
now, if you don't believe me, you can read for, James 1, chapter 1, and you'll see I'm telling you the truth. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
it does. Doesn't it say, Bertha, that patience worketh faith?
Yes, it does.
Right,
it
your
does.
Patience. Praise
yes, Lord.
He teaches you patience as he's building your faith. Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not getting everything instamatically. Faith
that's
is
right.
not receiving things, praise the Lamb of God, right away. That's not necessarily faith. Praise the that's a manifestation, praise the Lamb of God, that come forth by faith, hallelujah, and with faith. But under normal circumstances, the faith person is the person that's in holding, that's in waiting, that's still believing and trusting that what God said he's able to perform. Praise the Lamb of God. And he's going to perform it. Hallelujah. And so God places us in various, should I say, intervals of time and places, whereas that, praise the Lamb of God, he gives us a caption or a portion of that he promised at certain times that will cause you to even believe that it's about to manifest right then, and it doesn't. But he put everything else on the plate, praise the Lamb of God, but the main course. But everything else is there. It gives you a little bit at a time, praise the Lamb of God. To keep your faith intact, to keep your faith stretching, to keep you growing, to keep you trusting, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Before the great manifestation. So what we have to understand as students of faith, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, prophetic people, that God is doing this in us not just because, praise the Lamb of God, he want to play and dangle this promise in your face and say, come my way, come my way. No, there's a development of faith in us, a long life journey, praise the Lamb of God, that God desires for us to have so that we can do the things and accomplish that he has ordained for our lives.
Amen.
It's not just about getting something. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because, see, some of us can believe God for a house, but we can't believe him for healing.
That's right. Same God.
Hello, light bulbs. And
that's
some
right.
of us can believe God for a miracle for our neighbor, but we can't believe him for a miracle for ourselves.
Jesus. That's right.
Hello, light bulbs. So sometimes God got to work on you, for you, about you.
Yes, he does.
Jesus.
Praise the Lamb of God. It's not always ministry related. A lot of it, many times, it's personal. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In those places that you have fear, in those places that you have insecurities, in those places that you shake in, that you should not, because you know God is right there. Hallelujah. Hey, oh boy, oh boy. It's like, you know, the big dog running up and you walking down the street with your daddy. Hallelujah. And the dog is barking and you so scared until you'll run away from your daddy when your daddy is your protection.
That's right. That's right.
So
yes,
your daddy
yes,
have to
yes,
turn
yes,
from
yes.
the dog and look at you and say, come back to me. Stay over here with me. So you grab on the daddy's pants leg. And you hold his leg, he can't even walk. You got his leg on lockdown. You're so fearful. Praise the Lamb of God. But when you get to the other side of the experience, you've learned something. When trouble comes, I cling to Daddy. I don't run from him. Hello, life buffs. There's a lot of believers. Where is my? I need to ring my bell. I wish my. Ooh, I was looking for it. I want to ring the ding dong. Ding dong. Listen up. Listen up. I'm going to tell you something that all of you need to hear. There's a lot of us as believers, when trouble comes, we run from God.
That's right.
Not to God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
A lot of us, when trouble comes, we don't come to church.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs.
Jesus.
I'm just going through so much. I'm going through some. I'm just blah, 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 blah. So you missing church did what? What
exactly.
did that do to help? By you not coming to the church for prayer, for the community and the socialization of the saints, and from hearing the word of God. What did missing church do for you? No one has ever been able to tell me.
Nothing.
What did missing church do for you while you were going through?
Made you miserable.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. It did nothing to you. It did nothing for you. It probably did something against you.
Yes, Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yes, Lord.
It probably weakened your faith.
Exactly.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We must learn what to do, praise the Lamb of God, when we don't know what to do. That's cling to God. You don't let God, man, I'm just going, and there's always something silly that we go through. Me and my boyfriend, we just been having so much trouble. We've been going through so much. This guy I've been dating. What? That sounds crazy to me.
Yeah.
That's totally crazy to me. That all of these different issues that we put on the table that we say is a reason why I wasn't at church. I wasn't in the fellowship. I wasn't there to get a word. But you didn't miss work.
Right. There you go. There you go.
Enough to miss church, but you didn't miss work. It wasn't bad enough for you to miss that paycheck.
Okay.
Hello, Lightbug. Now you tell me I ain't been to work in 2 weeks past. I just got locked up in my room. Then I'm gonna say okay. I see you fell apart. But you've been to work every day? Okay.
Right.
Yep.
But you can't come to church. That's something wrong with that. That's something wrong with that. Praise the Lord. Then there's another group of us who like pity anyway. We like to throw pity parties and all that kind of stuff and want somebody to just always be there to pity us. And we wouldn't trade our whatever we're going through for the world because we enjoy it. The attention, praise the Lord, I put it that way, the attention of others always patting us on the back and telling us it's going to be all right and this, that, and another and holding our hands. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But when it comes down to our relationship, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. With the Lord tells us to be anxious for nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We don't supposed to be anxious about anything. Anxiety and stuff should not be a part of our makeup. And I know that at times all of us, praise the Lamb of God, no doubt, have been through some type of anxiety attack, as we call it, praise the Lamb of God. But then if it's an attack, there's a remedy for it. Hallelujah. We fall apart. No matter where we are, brothers and sisters, we fall apart when our faith and our trust and our dependency is taken away from God. I'll keep you in perfect peace, whose mind has stayed on me.
Yes, Lord.
So, we can't get around that. Praise God. I'll keep you in perfect peace.
Yes,
but if you allow your mind to start about what other people think about me. Everybody's looking at me. Nobody likes me. I have no friends. If you start doing all of that, then anxiety gonna come in.
Yes, it will.
But when you look unto Jesus, hello, light bulbs. When you cast all your cares on Him. The question is he really real in our lives?
Yes, Lord.
Or is he like, you know, Gabby has a, Gabby goes to bed with her Pooh Bear. It's really a puppy, but she calls it Pooh Bear, her Pooh Bear every night. And when Gabby comes over and stays with me, Gabby has to have Pooh Bear. She goes in that bag before she goes in that bedroom. She gets Pooh Bear out, and she puts Pooh in the bed, and then she turns, walks out, and she looks back at to see where Pooh Bear is, and all of that. Then she goes, she put on her pajamas, she goes to bed, and she's in the bed. And even if I lay down beside her, she's clinging to Pooh Bear. Now, I know if the devil comes through the door, or the big bad monster, whoever, Pooh Bear is not going to do nothing. She going to need her daddy.
Right.
Hello, Lightbug. Praise the Lamb of God. But I think some of us have taken God and made him a Pooh Bear.
Oh, wow.
That he's not really real in our lives and in our existence, and we just clinging to the theory of him. That as long as... Hello, Lightbulbs. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
because
Lord,
we don't treat him as if he's real and that he's really there when we go through stuff.
That's right.
When we're really dealing with life, we don't deal with God as though he's real, that he is a very present help in the time of trouble.
Yes, Lord.
Wow. We deal with him like we can cast all our cares on him.
Jesus.
So the question is, how real is God in our life? I'm talking to prophetic people who believe
that somebody can speak to you who don't know you and tell you everything it is about you almost, and then turn around and tell you what God is about to do for you, and you know this is what you need God at in your life, and ain't no way this man or this woman is supposed to know this because you don't even know him. Then you flip the coin over, and tomorrow something happened, and you fall all apart like there is no God. All of this have come down on me, and I have no help. How real is God? What the defining factor was in Job, what was the defining factor in Job? The defining factor in Job was, I know, K-N-O-W, my Redeemer liveth. I know he lives. Praise the Lamb of God. I know I have a relationship with him. He is my Redeemer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And though the skin worms eat up my flesh, yet in my flesh shall I see God. That's what caused him not to waver. And nothing he went through, he didn't waver. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And after he lost everything, friendships, wife, and everybody, it turned on him. Then he went to God and said, oh, if I could find you, I'll order my case. I would want to know what's really going on here. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Lamb of God. But the Bible says he never charged God foolishly. Neither did he sin. Job did not sin, neither did he charge God foolishly. He didn't sin with his lips, his heart, or his life. Neither did he charge God foolishly. How do you charge God foolishly, Bertha? How do we do that? Failure? Sylvia, how do we charge God
foolishly? Blaming God for everything that go wrong in our life.
Yeah. Why did you lie?
Blaming God. For everything that's wrong in our life.
Right.
Not the right stuff. We don't blame God for that. We did that because we went to school and stuff. We did all the right things to get everything right. But only the wrong things do we blame God for.
That's right.
There are many foolish people, praise the Lamb of God, that believe us, that do this.
Yes,
they
is.
Charge God. They charge God. I'm talking about preachers. I'm talking about apostles and bishops.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
When things ain't right, they act as though God did them wrong.
Yes, they do.
I heard preachers say, I'm mad at God. And when they tell me what's wrong with them, you know what it usually be on the back of my mind? That's why you're in that predicament, because you're mad at God.
Amen.
And God didn't know you was going to be mad. He knew the way you thought anyway about him.
Right.
Hallelujah. I mean, some of us just, we have a very warped sense of relationship with God. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not biblical. It's something we have manufactured ourselves. We don't have a biblical relationship with God. The biblical relationship. Hallelujah.
That's it right there.
And then many of us have not pressed in for a special relationship. So therefore, we have a make-believe relationship. It's... And we use it that way. But when God is your God every day, when your eyes open, you're thinking about him.
That's right.
Amen. I said it and I meant it. I mean it.
Yeah.
When my eyes open in the morning, I ain't thinking about who shot John. I ain't thinking about my kids.
Amen.
I'm thinking about the Lord who woke me up.
Yeah.
I say good morning to him every morning.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs. every morning, I say good morning to the Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
If you talk
yes,
to
Lord.
My ex-wife, yeah, they say, no, he going to say good morning to the Lord, talk to the Lord before you say anything to me. Both of them will tell you. It didn't care if they didn't like it. Because I know who gave me the power to wake up.
Amen.
Hello, light bulb. He is my shield and my son. He is my song. Praise the Lamb of God. I told the Holy Ghost this morning. I was sitting there. I said, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, I want some new songs to sing to the Lord when I rise in the morning. Give me some new songs. Sing to the Lord a new song. Hallelujah. Sing unto the Lord. If I didn't believe in God the way I believe in God, I wouldn't be talking to the Holy Ghost like that.
Okay. That's right.
But he's real in my life. It's not a plaything.
No.
He's not an imaginary something.
Yes, Lord.
He's more real to me than I am to me.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs. God is more real to me than I am to me. Somebody might convince me that I'm not real, but God is real. I see him everywhere, in everything. From a cup of coffee, I see him, to a glass of water, to the shoes on my feet, I see God. I see him and that my back is not hurting. I see him. That my limbs and my joints are not hurting. And it's God that keeps me this way. It's God. It's got to be.
Yes,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his holy name. We must come to a place as prophetic people to have a genuine, real relationship with God. Realistic relationship. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got another caller. Let me see who this is. Eric Cole. Let me see. 504, your mic is hot.
Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon, Prophet. Hi, this is Daphne from New Orleans, Louisiana. I just was calling today, which I just needed a word, and when I did tune in, and you was talking about patience, and that's something that's very hard for me, patience. And I've been praying and asking God, you know, for a job. I had this interview with Humana, which I've claimed it already, and I'm supposed to be hearing from them any day now. And, you know, the last time I worked was in March the 7th, and then my cousin had gotten ill with the cancer, so I was taking care of him. So now I just feel like it's time for me to, you know, start taking care of my family and just start working and, you know, and it's been hard because I fill out job applications. They may have, you know, people calling me. I went on interviews and it's just like it seems like it's right there. The job is for me and then all of a sudden I don't hear anything back from nobody. So I'm like, wow, like, Lord, what's going on? You know, and then it just seems like I just don't feel the connection that I used to have anymore. It was like I remember I could hear the Lord so clearly that he talks to me, and it seems like I don't hear anything. And as much as I pray, and don't get me wrong, it's like I'll pray like my light bill was due and the disconnect notice was on and I'm praying and I'm like, God, you said you'll supply all my needs. And then, you know, he make ways. So I thank him and I know he hears me when I pray. You know, I just don't hear him.
Now, how long did you take care of your cousin?
For like 2.5 months, like we went to MD Anderson. We went to MD Anderson for Texas. So, you know, because he had the tumor on his spine, and I took, you know, my focus was really on him and making sure that he was getting the best care possible. because, you know, the doctors had wrote them off dead, like, oh, start planning, you know, go to hospice and this and that. And I told him, when the doctors tell him that, you don't accept that because that's not what God says. And I was praying for him. And, you know, I was praying for him, and I remember a prophet had told me that I have the power of healing hands, and I believe that. And when I was at the hospital, I prayed for him, but I had anointed my hands before I prayed for him. And when I was praying for him, I just felt this warm sensation, because at first they say the cancer had spread to his lungs. And, you know, call hospice and this and that. And then it was like that when they did the next x-rays, the cancer was gone. They didn't see any spots on his lungs anymore.
We prayed for him over the phone one day too, right? Do I remember?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I think it's coming back to me now as you're talking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. But, you know, sometimes we take on a spirit of infirmity, and it may not work in you as sickness, but it can work in you as depression or heaviness, you know? And I hear a heaviness in your voice. That's what I discern in your voice, is that there is a heaviness there. When the last time you had a good shout fest, a good prayer, I mean, that you really let go in the praise and worship and just didn't care who was there and just let it out? Can you remember?
Well, the last time is when I've been to church was when I was fellowshipping at the birthing place, and the last time I went to church was February the 22nd. I visited two churches since then, but it's like I always ask God to lead me to a church where they don't have all of that mess and confusion. And, you know, I just saw so much of that. And I was like, really, I had a lot of church hurt because I was shocked because I never saw that up person close, you know, before. So then I just haven't been to church like I used to. I used to love going to church. That was my, you know, I was going to church Monday through Sunday. Like if they had a revival, if they had prayer, if they had, you know, that's what fed me. And I just don't feel that anymore. I feel lost. I feel like the fire is gone.
you've lost your joy.
Yes.
Something robbed you of your joy. That's what I'm discerning here, that you have lost the joy of your salvation, darling. Hallelujah. That you've lost the joy. You know, now, I'm going to I'll do it this way. You know, I want you to read very carefully Psalms 51. I want you to read Psalms 51. Oh, Lord, I feel your spirit. Yes, Lord. I want you to read Psalms 51, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And I want you to reconcile, and you may not think this is necessary, but I want you to do some soul searching, and I want you to reconcile with God. I want you to come to a place with God where you will be able to tell him, like David, return unto me the joy of thy salvation.
Mm-hmm.
By creating in me a clean heart and renewing in me the right spirit. Because something has happened, praise the Lamb of God, that has hurt you. I think that somebody transgressed you, something, the whole church situation there, that has that has you in the place that you are right now. And it's going to take some reconciliation of you and the Lord to forgive whatever that is, praise the Lamb of God, so this weight can be lifted off of you. You're going to have to really wrestle with that and then, you know, come to the place of saying, Lord, you know, show me a place of worship and I will be satisfied there. I will go there, and I will engage myself in the fellowship, and I will engage myself in praise and worship. And I just want you to be able to worship God freely again. Praise the Lamb of God. There is a hindering, harassing spirit, hallelujah, that just wants to take you into a place of depression that's deep and heavy, that's suicidal. Mm-hmm. And you're not going there, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't care if you even had a thought that has went through your mind. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We're not allowing you to go into a state of depression because of the way things look. But, you know, when I first saw you, I told you, I said, God is calling you. God is calling you into a deeper place with him. Praise the Lamb of God. And but God wants us. Sometimes we got to shut everybody out, everybody and everything out for a while.
Okay.
And really where God wants us to be. I want you to immerse yourself in Psalms 51. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see. I want you to do that today, tomorrow, and Thursday, and then I want you to call back in on Friday.
Today, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, and Thursday.
Uh-huh.
I want you to immerse yourself in Psalms 51. I want you to turn them words around. I want you to hear what the psalmist is saying. I want you to give yourself prayer, and then I want you to call in Friday.
Okay.
Will you do that for me?
Yes, I will.
And we're going to get this yoke off of you because this has your blessings blocked. This has your favor blocked. We're going to get this off of you. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
but it's take a little process here. Just a couple of days, you're going to be free. Praise the Lamb of God. If you just obey the prophet, if you believe the word of the Lord, so shall you be established. If you obey the prophet, so shall you prosper. And you obey me, and you're going to prosper.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
And we're going to free you up so all things will work for the good. Oh, I feel God right here, right now. I'm telling you, I feel the strong presence of the Lord right now. Praise the Lamb of God. His hand is on my head. And I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God, if you obey me, hallelujah, watch and see what happened. Watch and see what happened. Praise the Lamb of God in Jesus' mighty name.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I love you today. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got another caller here. Let me see. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's Testimony Tuesday, and we are here. That was Daphne down in the Bayou, 832 area code.
Hey, Prophet, I have potentially good news for you. I actually wanted to give a praise report.
Wow.
I know that I have been struggling and fighting for so long, and God has promised, he's not going to lie, that he's promised he's going to do some stuff, and he's going to, you know, my case is going to be thrown out, and, you know, I'm going to walk out with total victory. But I had a dream last night, and I went with my family to go up to Silver Dollar City to ride roller coasters, and God reminded me when I was on the Outlaw Run that my situation has been like that. You know, it's like I go down, I go up the hill, I make a turn, I make a left-hand turn, make a right-hand turn, go through two loop-de-loops, and I'm back in the station. And, you know, it's like I've just decided that no matter what's been going on, that I just need to take him at his word. But my dream last night had my friend Beth had come back in the dream. He woke me up after the dream around 3 o'clock this morning, and I was reading about the wedding party, about how God was making miracles, and I really was asking God for an interpretation on what my dream meant. So, you know, if the Holy Spirit knows about it, it's like she was really sweet to me, and she was talking to me for the first time, and we were on the phone. I can't really describe all the details, but I know God knows it. but I know that I'm in a better place in that dream, and I'd like to be able to get to that dream, and I'd like to be able to go back to Silver Dollar City to celebrate and to have, you know, give God all the glory. So
I'm missing you on something about the dream.
Say what?
Did you tell us the dream or?
Oh yeah, I'll tell you the dream. Okay, so I don't know if she called me or if I called her, but typically right now she doesn't want to hang on the phone. She just wants to hang up. She doesn't want to talk to me. But in the dream, she was very, very polite and actually wanted to know how I was doing and what I was going through, and was very sweet about things. There seemed to be like there was, you know, background information wanting to know, you know, about the trials that I've gone through. Now, I don't know if she called me. I mean, I know God, I know the Holy Spirit has said that she will initiate the phone call, that when she makes contact, that she would start talking about the trials that she's gone through. And the dream seemed like that's what was going on. I just don't remember. It seemed like I was in the middle of a 5-week class, and I was in my fifth week of class, and I was asking about my individual project, and at the same time I was talking to her on the phone, and so obviously I'm still going to school.
Well, you know, the fifth week of class, number 5 is the number of grace. So God is favoring you there, praise the Lord. When that fifth week is an indicator of when all of this should come off or jump off to the extent that you'll receive this call from her. But if I was you, I would not call her. I would not try to contact her. I would wait and let God do it. So that
that's what I told God this morning. I said I don't want to bug her. I said I want her to call, because I know that if it comes from her, it'll be a different story. You know, she'll be ready to make that communication. I didn't understand why. I didn't understand. Maybe he just used my class as a reference, and it's like I was asking my professor if I could do my individual project towards part of my grade or something, or, you know, for grading. And it seemed like I was down at A&M for some reason talking to a history professor, but then it didn't make any sense because I'm studying programming and I'm getting better grades. And so that was part of my praise report, is that, you know, things didn't work out for me down at A&M, and I really wanted it to. I still want to go back, but because of my learning handicap, you know, CTU has been a lot better for me. And, you know, I'm going, getting better grades. You know, so far I've taken 3 classes, and praise God, I've got 2 A's, and I've got a B minus, and I'm studying programming. So, you know, praise the Lord for, you know, maybe some of the obstacles down at A&M that got me into CTU. I just, you know, I know that God is growing me, and I'm being more patient. And my parents said that, you know, I mean, definitely feel like God's even given me and teaching me how to have a relationship with my dad again. So,
Wonderful. That's a victory within itself. This history stuff that you're saying has to do with the history with the girl. The girl is going to reflect upon everything, and your grade in that history class is the favor of God upon you. You need to see this clear, that God is favoring you to get a high mark with this girl. She's going to forgive you. If forgiving needs to be in order, she's going to forgive you, and your relationship is going to be restored. But it's going to take understanding while you're not with her, how to deal with her so you don't push her away from you again.
Yeah, because that's what I've always felt God tell me, that when she comes back, that she would have the reins and she wouldn't know where she was going. She would have already had made her final decision.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't put no pressure on her or anything. and it's going to be well with you. I've always told you that. But, you know, your biggest thing has to come from you, man of God, that God is really positioning you, taking you to a place that you've never been before in the realm of the prophetic. And God wants you to love him and love what you're going to be doing for him the way you love this girl or greater.
He used me with a friend named Heather, and I've been helping a friend of mine named Heather who's got a little work his business. And so I've been speaking decrees over him that he'd not be deaf and that he would hear and that his ears would open up. And the other day she said that he was grabbing his ears and you know, like rubbing them like they're itching really bad.
You done went somewhere else, evidently, right?
I'm still on
your girlfriend. And
she's not my girlfriend. I'll start over. Heather is a friend of mine whose husband is a truck driver. And Robert's been a friend of mine as well, and so their son has a deafness. He's deaf, and so I've been praying for him that his ears would open up. And God's been using me to speak to her. I've been spending more time in the Word, and I asked him. This is really funny, but I've had these Mormon guys come to my house, and I don't like that. And I said, God, why are you allowing them to come over here? I mean, what's the worry reason? He says, because I want you in the Word. He's like, I want you to read my Word, understand it, speak it back to my people. He says, I'm giving you a big steak, and I want you to cut that thing up and give it to little two-year-olds. And I said, wow, okay. So, and they're coming over here trying to convince me, you know, that I need to read the Book of Mormon. And God's like, no, that's not what their purpose. That's not why I'm sending them here. He says, I'm sending them to make sure that you're reading my word.
Well,
and I was a little bit shocked.
The Lord wants you in his word, studying his word, so you can be a defense for the word of God. If you don't have what we call an apologist, or an apologetic position, which means defending the faith, you must be able to defend the faith, and you can't do that without a knowledge of God's word. So any wind of doctrine that comes can knock you off your feet, you know, and take you over. So this is God's way of telling you, you're not sharp in the word so that these guys will stop coming. See, if they came to me and sat with me, one said, and they ain't coming back. I had Jehovah's Witness, everything. They ain't never. I never had one to come twice. Not if they talk to me, because I know the word. Hello, light bulbs. So you have to get in, and that's again. And what you're telling me is confirming what I'm telling you about this pool that God is drawing you closer to him, a greater knowledge. He want to give you a greater revelation so that he can use you. And you're going to have to really unfocus yourself on, and I'm not talking about your schooling and stuff like that, but on the things of life that distract you from God.
You don't have
much free time for doing.
No, I don't. I don't have much free time with this five-week class.
So you guys, your free time should be right now. You should be spending with the Lord.
Yeah.
Get your mind off girls and get your mind on God right now.
I spent some time reading this morning after the dream, and that's why I was kind of wondering what God was really meaning about her coming back, because my mother has said she doesn't want anything to do with me. And when I was asking God 3 o'clock this morning,
That with a 10-foot pole. I ain't touching none of that. The Lord done showed you. Stand on what God has.
Not worry about it. Let God do what he wants.
I ain't touching that with a 10-foot pole. Yeah.
you know what? That's actually good advice, because my dad said it, if you know, it's like if you don't think it's worth touching, or he was just like, just leave it alone, because you never know what it's gonna be.
Right, I ain't touching it with a 10-foot pole. All right, man, we got to move on here on the show. I always give you time. Now, you know, I always do that for you. I always give you some time on the show, and we've done that, but we got to move on now, okay?
All right, thanks,
but
Prophet.
I'm praying for you, Stephen, and I know everything's going to be all right, and what God has promised over your life is going to manifest. Just be cool, as I've been in the day, and be patient, and allow God to continue to increase your faith through your patience. Hello, your patience worketh faith. And watch God do what he does so that your faith file can be developed and grown to strengthen you. Okay?
Yep, and thanks.
You're welcome, Steve. Be blessed.
Bye-bye.
Our old friend Stephen came on, people. Praise the Lamb of God. And there he goes. He comes on, and he drops off. After he gets what he wants. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. What an exciting show. That's why we're here, to help people. Praise the Lamb of God, and for them to see the prophetic light that God is shining. That boy has so much potential. Praise God. But the Satan will distract you and bring you to a place, people of God, whereas that you will be rendered helpless and inactive, and you'll be thinking that you're really doing the will of God. Hallelujah. And you can't get shipwrecked. Don't get shipwrecked on your journey because of people and stuff like that. And I know all of us have such a quest of, well, love of other people, relationship, love relationships, and stuff like that is so very important to us as people. And a lot of us, praise the Lamb of God, go overboard and go beyond anything that the scriptures or anything else requires. You know, our relationships, I don't know if it's like this all over the world, but here in America, dating is like being married, and marriage, I don't even know what that is no more, because what's the difference in being married and dating? I don't know the difference. You know, you date somebody, they own you when you start dating them. You can't date nobody else. You can't talk. You can't look at nobody else. You can't call nobody else. That's what marriage is. So what's the difference? I mean... you're not supposed to get there until somebody comes to you and say, listen, I want to marry you. Here's an engagement ring, you know, or you call yourself really going steady. But these people jumping off like this from day one, and then girlfriends and boyfriends are so in love with each other, they want to kill it. They want to kill and die, and that's just foolishness to me. Uh-huh. That's crazy, you know. Love ain't that deep. It's not to me that I'm gonna kill myself because you're not here. I'm sorry. I ain't felt that spirit yet. I ain't doing that one. I'm sorry, but we need to get a grip on what is needed. Praise the Lamb of God, versus the grace we have more. Some things that Jesus, I supply your every need. What is need? Praise the Lamb of God. I'll supply your every need. So need level has to come. What do I need versus what I want, what I desire? And when he supplies your every need, praise the Lamb of God, we take it beyond and we start bringing in what we desire. And then we want to make our desire a need. And we go overboard and start loving what God has given us a grace to attach to greater than we love God. I ain't never heard a Christian yet say, I'm going to kill myself if I can't have God.
Okay.
I'm going to kill myself if I can't have Christ. I'm going to kill myself if I can't have the Holy Ghost. I'd rather die than to be without God's Spirit. I ain't heard nobody say that yet. But I done heard countless people talking about how, you know, the Romeo Juliet story or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's some Shakespeare I can talk about that too, right? Romeo and Juliet. Yeah, praise the Lord. I mean, that you want to die because Pookie and you ain't together no more. I'm sorry. I don't see all of this sickness and breakdowns and that over somebody. I don't see it. That's people worshiping. I don't see it. I don't worship people. I don't know how to do it.
Amen.
I just don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. And maybe that's what's wrong. Maybe that's why I'm by myself. Because I don't know how to do it. I respect you and everything, but I ain't worshiping nobody. I can't do that. How am I doing? You know, I'm sorry. I love the ground you walk on, and I ain't tripping. But I can love. I know what love is, and I can love unconditionally. I know what that is. I can love agape. I know what philae and eros. But all this crazy love, want to die and all that, I ain't going there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. I don't want to live without you. I ain't saying that to nobody. Words not coming out of my mouth. Hallelujah.
Nope.
And hopefully it ain't coming out of nobody else's to me. Because that's a tender trap right there.
Right.
That's something wrong with somebody's perception.
Uh-huh.
That you love somebody so much till you willing to die.
Mm-mm.
You willing to die that had to keep them?
No, we'll
oh, no.
That's scary.
Oh, no. No. When my father and mother forsake me, I told you a long time ago, when my mother passed, that was it. I knew I could live through anything. Mama gone, I could live through it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to make it. Mama gone.
Amen.
Daddy gone.
Yep.
I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
I'm still making it. I ain't lost yet. I ain't fell out yet.
Amen.
And we have to really consider these things and really think about them, because we lose years of life, of productivity and everything over somebody that does not belong to us. We all belong to God, people of God. Your husband belong to God. Your wife belong to God. Your children belong to God. You belong to God. Hallelujah. And you don't get to own nobody. It's all a lease. There is no purchase programs on the earth. It's all lease.
Jesus.
And whatever length of time when your lease is up, it's got to be returned.
Yep.
One way or another. Praise the Lamb of God. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
One way or another, you get a husband, your husband is leased to you either till he die or until you divorce. But it's only a lease. And you need to look at his square face. We all going to leave each other one way or another.
Uh-huh.
You can love somebody with all your heart. When they die, that's going to break your heart.
Uh-huh.
You can live that we had 50 years together. When they go over to see Jesus, you go miss them, your heart going to be broken.
Uh-huh.
All love relationships end in pain one way or another. You be in love with somebody, they move to another state. You miss them, they gone. They with somebody else. They decide they want to be with somebody else. It's still going to hurt. Hurt is hurt. Pain is, there's no way out of that if you love them. I love my daughter Gabby. One of these days, she either going to get married, move away, something. It's going to happen. The Lord going to take her or take me. It's just life, people of God. And we don't prepare ourselves for what is definitely going to happen.
Right.
Hello, light bulbs. And you just want to prepare your heart.
Right.
Prepare yourself. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. And we prophetic people, we're supposed to be able to look ahead. We should be always looking ahead. Always looking ahead. Because I'm prophetic, I look ahead. Praise the Lamb of God. And when you look ahead, you can prepare for tomorrow.
Jesus.
Or you can continue in your frozen success of thinking about what was and the way it was and trying to get that back. You're not going to get it back.
Nope, past tense.
Yesterday is a canceled check. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. You have right now to work on your tomorrow, not on your yesterday. It's just as true, people. Hallelujah. It's just as true as, I don't know how to be no more truthful with you. Hallelujah. But don't set yourself up for failure. Don't set yourself up for years of grieving yourself into the grave. Don't set yourself up for it. Hallelujah. You came into this world with nothing, you're going to leave with nothing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's the life, baby. That's the way God designed it. You came in this world with nobody, you're going to leave out with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
There's no marriage in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody married in heaven.
Okay.
Jesus made that very plain. There is no marrying and giving in marriage in heaven. So all this is you going to love all through eternity ain't nothing but words. Because when we get there, it's going to be our love for God and his love for us.
Right.
Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
And these fleshly feelings that we have for each other will be gone. We will love pure through our spirits. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Stand that. Praise the Lamb of God. And accept it. Most people live their whole life trying to find, bump into, or be known to somebody that they want to spend their life with, as they say. That's an American phallus of love and happiness. That's a... All of the, you got to see what's manufactured. And we do that, and we look at that, and then we look at the biblical concept as though it was crazy because they had arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham sent his servant to find Isaac's wife. Isaac sent his servant, his servant to find Jacob's wife. Come on, talk to me. It's right there in the Word. There was arrangements. That's why Solomon had so many wives. It was arrangements. And then every now and again, you'll read this say, and Jacob loved Leah. Stuff like that. I mean, I'm telling you. But most of them was arrangements. And we have to look at that. So how did it get to we got to date and do all this and do all this? It was arranged in Bible time. The father selected for the son, and the parents got together, and they made the arrangement. Your daughter will marry my son, and they agreed to it. You want to tell you why? Because there was honor. Children honored their parents enough that if they selected a husband or a wife for them, that they accepted it. But we don't honor our parents like that anymore.
Uh-uh.
Mighty quiet on the set.
Jesus.
About that Sunday. Honor your father and your mother. I talked about a little godly wisdom. Praise the love of God. That's what I talked about Sunday. A little godly wisdom. And in that godly wisdom, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, of honoring your mother and father that your days may be long upon the land, which the Lord that when you look at honor and the honor that has been bestowed and shown to just parents, and then you look at the honor that we give our parents, we have fallen very, very short of the mark.
very short of the mark, because we waiting on the day that we get grown.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God, which that word is not even in the Bible. You find grown in the Bible. I've never seen it. Praise the Lamb of God. Grown, that's not in the Bible. Hallelujah. And when your philosophical view of life is the world's philosophical view of life, then there's something wrong with your Christianity. Should I say that again?
Sure.
When your philosophical view of life is in agreement with the world's philosophical view of life, then there's something wrong with your Christianity.
Right, because you look like the world.
Because you look like the world and not the Christ culture. You're not you're not a part of the Christology, which is the study of Christ and the things that pertain to the life of Christ and the way Christ would have us to live. If it's all you see is what everybody else see, then you'll never pray and say, Father, when you see fit for me to have a wife or a husband, bring the man or woman to me and reveal to me, and I will submit to you. We're not going to do that because we've already ordered our husband and wife in our heart. Complexion, height, everything, muscles, all of that. How big we want our legs to be. This, I don't like skinny leg women. I don't like all that kind of stuff. I don't want no man with no big forehead. I don't want a bald head man. I got to have hair. I like a bald head. This, we got all of this prefabbed culturistic stuff in us.
Yeah.
That will make us reject what God brings to us. Well, the Lord know what I like, and the Lord has said, but do you know what I like?
Mm-hmm.
You think God is your tailor? That he's supposed to tailor everything to meet your demand? Or do you supposed to submit to his?
Submit to his.
There's something wrong with your vision right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Lord know what I like. He ain't going to bring me no short man. He ain't going to bring me no fat man here. Ba 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 ba. And the Lord say, no, you don't. You can't say that I'm not going to do that, because that may be just the man you need.
Right.
So you won't be worshiping flesh.
Right.
Yep.
Hello, light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I give you what you want, I'm not going to have you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, y'all don't like me. Ooh, he tell too much truth. He tell too much.
We need it.
That prophet tell too much truth. Praise the Lamb of God. I just have to tell. I mean, it's just the way it is, people of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Either you God's father or God is your father.
Right.
So how you going to say, no, God ain't going to do you. You don't know nothing.
You don't know no.
Because you don't know nothing. He may bring you a little Chinese and say, this is who I want you to be married to. And that man may love your socks when they dirty, I'm telling you.
Okay.
You know, and treat you like you're the queen you're supposed to be treated. Or you can have, what's that man name on TV? Are y'all like Isbic? What's his name?
Oh.
Y'all know him, the dark-skinned guy. Come on.
Oh.
Y'all don't know his name.
Who's that?
He from England. Black guy from England. Come on, played in the Christmas
Iva?
Movie. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. Something like that anyway. Praise God. Yeah, you can have your television idol and he slap you around all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to you, call you out your name, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can have this guy right who calls you sweetheart, yes, dear, baby, honey, darling. Every morning he went to pick you some fresh flowers. They on the table. He cooks for you in the morning. Before he goes out and comes back, he done labored all day at the dry cleaners and all that, and comes home and pays all the bills and makes sure you have everything you want.
Mm-hmm.
Which one you want?
The quality, yes.
I want what God has for me.
Amen.
I want to what God knows that's going to be right for me.
Right.
Hello, light bulb.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb. That's until your testimony become the result of your test.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come out of your test and trial period of what God is doing with you, because a lot of the stuff is not the devil.
Right.
There's a lot of it is God sending it to fashion you, to open your eyes, to give us what we need, revelatory, so we'll be able to accept what God has for us. Then we're going to miss it. We're going to miss it.
Jesus.
Hello, sir. We're going to miss it. My daughter, y'all pray for Angel. I'm going to beat her up. I'm going to beat Angel up. Praise God. That is sure enough my child. Hallelujah. Now, so what can we do that's going to cause us, praise the Lamb of God, to be the community of the saints in the kingdom of Christ, praise the Lamb of God, really allowing his rulership to be over every area of our life and not just the areas we want them in.
Hmm.
Come on, don't run away from that now. That's areas we want to be the boss in. We want to be the boss and we all want God to be involved in.
Right.
You know, just like our kids. They get to a place, your children get to a place, they want you involved in some areas of your life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Their life. Am I right or wrong? They don't want you involved.
You're right.
Yeah. Until something go wrong.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Same way we do God.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit down and tell me, I don't think you should get this car, blah, 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 blah. The car, you know, I know you like the way it look and everything, but this is not what, this ain't gonna work. You need to get, you know, that little truck over there, blah, 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 and you give them, show them all, blah, and you, well, okay, well, I'll make a decision. They make a decision, they get the wrong one. Next month, they come to you, it broke down.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, I get the other one because brand new, costs the same price, but it don't look as good as the one you bought that's 8 years old. And you're paying the same monthly note.
Right.
But that's what you want it because you like the color of it and stuff. But colors don't go far. Engines do.
Hmm.
Hello, light bulb.
There you go.
You gonna go buy a car that has 100,000 miles on it for the same price you could have bought a 2014 for?
No way.
Nope.
That's just crazy from the get, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. My goodness. But you have to develop people through trial and error, you know, until they understand, no, I'm going to talk to my mom, I'm going to talk to my daddy about this. You know why? Because the old sitcom was on television, Father Knows Best. When it comes down to God, he does. He does. He definitely knows best. And when we start showing maturity in Christ, praise the Lamb of God, maturity in Christ is submitting to the will of the Father. That's what maturity is, when I really start submitting to the will of my Father. Now I am mature.
I've come to a place of acceptance. I'm not rebelling. I'm not bucking. I'm not complaining because I know that I'm in the place that God has for me to be in. I know I'm doing the things God will have me to do. I know. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That whatever the Father sends for me, even though I might not be comfortable with it, it's for my betterment, because we know all things work together for the good to those that love the Lord. The wrestling and struggle that we have, the inner conflict and what have you that we have, this battle for our mind may not be all Satan, people of God. It may be you submitting to God, submitting to his word, submitting to his will, submitting to his way. When we come in conflict with the enemy is when we are submitting and the enemy don't want you to. That's the conflict Satan throws on you. He just don't throw trouble on you just because he just wants you to go through something because you're a child of God. Satan attacks us, praise the Lamb of God, to destroy our faith and our trust and the dependency in God, to make us like he is, rebellious, a liar, hello, and a hypocrite. That's what Satan attacks you for. When God allows things to come into our lives that's taxing, it's because God is trying to get something out of you or deposit something in you that would make you better than you ever dreamt you could be. Hallelujah. Let me say this before we go off the air. Hallelujah. Good show. We got a lot of good nuggets of truth today on this Testimony Tuesday. But let me say this. All of our books are in. Those of you who had ordered the manual, praise the Lamb of God, and it was on backlog, the manual is in now. We sent them out today. They went to the post office today. So all of you who ordered that, praise the Lamb of God, has paid for it. Ferris Powell, praise the Lamb of God. Francis Sharpton. I know Cynthia Jones. I think Jacku. Jacqueline McDuffie and a couple of more. Those have gone. Shatwan, praise the Lamb of God. Those have gone out to the post office and being shipped to you. And Nicole, praise the Lamb. I know Nicole's name is on that list too, all the way up in Canada, and they are being shipped to you guys. So we have those. The prophetic manual is in. Fall on Your Knees is in. And praise the Lamb of God, the call and burden, the intercessory prayer. To those of you that desire that, you can go to psmintl.org and order all that. Praise the Lamb of God. You can also order the holy water. The healing water of God is here on the altar. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm sitting right in front of it. It is sitting, praise the Lamb of God, on top of the healing mantle. The holy mantle, praise the Lamb of God, is there, praise God. And those of you who would like, need, want the holy water, praise the Lamb of God, this healing virtue, hallelujah, you can receive that. You can order that off the internet. Oil, or some of the oil of God that's here, praise the Lamb of God. Boy, these bottles of oil that's on the altar waiting on you, praise the Lamb of God, made just for you, anointing oil. I've got so many testimonies about the anointing oil also. Praise the Lamb of God. I know God can heal. I know God can deliver. And I know we're in the season of signs, wonders, and miracles. So God, let me tell you something. I want you to receive all God has for you. I want you to receive all God has for you. Hallelujah. We're in the sixth month of the year. Praise the Lamb of God. About to go into the seventh month, the number of completion, the number of God's perfection that concerns us. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe that you're going to see manifestation after manifestation of God's blessing in your life. Yes, I do. I believe that. Praise the Lamb of God, because we serve an amazing God. I love you all today. I bless you all today. Thank you all for being here with us today. I'm looking forward to tomorrow, praise the Lamb of God, our Wednesday worship day. And until then, praise the Lamb of God. Let's just keep testifying and lifting up the name of Jesus. Be blessed,
amen,
everyone.
Blood. praise me, Father.